You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw. It's gonna be real. And it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. That's what God expects, and that's what this jacked up world desperately needs. Now here's our host, itinerant speaker, Jason George.
This past Sunday was Father's Day, and I asked several friends from around the country to come on this episode and share with all of us, the Grizz Tribe, what were two of the best things that their dad did with them or for them that really made an impact upon their life, that has really helped them in their life, even to this day. So this is some good stuff, what you're about to hear, what you're about to see. Good stuff that's going to really guide, encourage, and equip all the dads out there, or the future dads out there, to be the best dad that they can be. At the end of this episode, I'm going to come back on with some closing thoughts and just share some practical application. So here we go.
My dad's a pretty amazing fella. I was blessed to have a good dad. Every morning without fail, when I got out of the car to go to school, he would say, find somebody to serve today. And one of the things he told me was, the key to being great is using all your energies, being a servant to others, but not getting discouraged when you're treated like one. It's one of the best things he could have ever told me. The second thing that he probably did what was best for me was living that out. He lived that life, and he still does today, the life of a servant. He is the epitome of humility, and I thank him for that, and I praise the Lord for that.
Hey, I'm Courtney, and my dad is one of the greatest dads a girl could ask for. It was hard to narrow it down to a few things my dad has done for me over the years because there's a surplus of things to choose from. One major thing is that even though my dad was gone a lot in the Air Force, when he was home, he was home. I have a lot of memories of him showing up to soccer games and track meets in his uniform because he had just gotten home from a trip, but he made it a point to make my mom, my sister, and I a priority at all times. Yes, he had to travel a lot for work, but when he was home, I knew he would be there no matter what, even if he was busy, and that's something I want to pass on to my kids because it made such a huge impact on me. The other major thing is that my dad will always drop anything for anyone he loves when they need it. He instilled that in me growing up, and he's still doing it now that I'm married and on my own. Whether that was staying up late to help me with my homework when I was in high school, to grading my papers in college, to coming and getting me when I have a flat tire on the side of the road, to answering my phone calls now that I'm on my own. I can always and have always been able to count on my dad. My dad is one of the greats, and I'm happy to call him mine.
Hey guys, Grayson Hoffman from the Charlottesville, Virginia area. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there. I was blessed with a father named Peter Frederick Hoffman. My father was a public servant. He was a career Air Force physician. He was in the Air Force for 32, 33 years, retired as a general, brigadier general. So very proud of my father. But a couple of special things that he did for me in my life. First and foremost, at a very young age, he introduced me to Christ and what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a follower, to have a relationship, a true relationship, what it means to be dedicated to service, going to church, and worshiping on a regular basis. And obviously that impacted the entire trajectory of my life in a very positive and eternal way. One of the more other significant areas in which my father impacted me was the way in which he was always present and unconditionally loving me. During my teen years, I was very hard on my parents and very hard on my father. And I look back and I'm impressed how he continued to put up with me and unconditionally love me. But he was always present at the wrestling matches, always taking us out to, you know, get in the new airplane, you know, because again, we grew up on Air Force bases, but he was always involved and always present. And that was just very important, especially looking back now that I'm a father. And one of the other impactful things that he did was he really taught me the importance of education and was always working with me and being involved in my education, especially junior high school and high school. So I was very, very blessed and still am blessed to call Peter Hoffman my father. God bless you guys. Happy Father's Day again.
Well, I'm the baby girl of the Duggins family, and I am incredibly close with my dad, which is such a blessing. And to think of two things about him that have been life-changing for me is, one, that I never felt second to his ministry. He made me always feel like a priority. He mentored me. He invested in me. He pushed me to my goals and made me feel loved and wanted all the time. Second, he made me a lover of the Word of God because of how he loved the Word and how he made flashcards and he had them in his truck or wherever it was. He was constantly in the Word and making that a priority to him, which in turn made me want to know the Word of God and allow that to be the filter of my life. And I wouldn't be who I am, one, because of Jesus, but partially because my dad showed me what an everyday love for Jesus looked like, and I wanted those same things. So I would not be where I am pursuing the things I am in love with Jesus without the investment and love of my dad, Tim Duggins.
Two things that sticks out in my memory about my father growing up. First, let me preface it by saying I consider him my best friend. So we did a lot of things together, but the two things I remember is, one, my father was always there. You know, be it sports games, be it church services, be it, you know, concerts, be it whatever myself and my siblings were involved in, he always made it a point to be there for us. And as I've gotten older and look back on it and reflect on it, I think that that is more important than any material, you know, stuff that we try to get our children, because things break and you lose them or whatever. But now, just looking back on it all these years later, it was the fact that he was always there, giving encouragement for whatever events that myself and my siblings were involved in. And the second thing that really sticks out of my mind about my father was just all of our talks. We sat around the table and talked, and he was a good cook, so he'd cook things, and we'd just sit and talk about life, current events, how to be a man, and those types of things always stood out of my mind. But more importantly, is those are the type of things that I want to pass down to my children, which, you know, we have a lot of talks, and but more importantly, just we would always have devotion, and he'd read scripture to us and explain scripture. So those are the two things that really sticks out of my mind about my father, him always being there, and just all of our talks that have been proven to be very important as I've navigated life. Thanks.
My dad is one of a kind, and he has taught me a lot in life, but two things that stand out to me is what it means to be a family. He has gone above and beyond to show support and love for my family, and it has carried on into my own now. And he has also expressed how important it is to be passionate about things and don't let anything dull your passion, and just strive to be the best.
All right, I have been asked to express two things that I'm thankful for my father and what he's done for me and to me on this Father's Day by the Grizz Podcast. So this is for my my boy, Jason George, and the Grizz Tribe. My name is Nate Cook. I'm here in Maine. I'm actually out with my wife right now on a nice Sunday afternoon drive. But I want to let you know that fathers are so important, and I have been blessed to have a wonderful father who has modeled what a godly and loving husband looks like and acts like. And I'm thankful for a couple things. One is that every single night, ever since I was a little boy, he'd always come down to my, or come up to my room. We would sing hymns and we would always pray every single night from being a little boy. And then all the way through school and even into my career now within Christian Camping, my ministry within Christian Camping, he's always encouraged me to do everything as unto the Lord. He's been a great model of what a faithful husband looks like and what a loving husband looks like and what a loving father looks like. And I look forward to emulating him. Thanks. God bless. Bye.
Hey, just got off my bike. Now's the time to talk about this. Jay asked me, I've probably asked a few guys to talk about sort of what our dads meant to us and things we learned from our dads, and probably like a lot of guys, that I would say, to say the least, I had a strained relationship with my dad. It was not always positive, and especially when I got older. Man, it's muddy. Look at this. This is a beautiful thing right there. Muddy day. But anyway, I have the tendency to focus on the negative, but what I need to do is remember that my dad taught me things like work ethic, man. He taught me to be gritty. He was from that generation of guys that, he was a boomer, but he was raised by that World War II generation, and man, it was really instilled in him to work hard. Don't expect anything for nothing. You don't work, you don't eat. You get hurt, don't cry about it. Suck it up and get on with it. And I appreciate that, man. He pushed toughness on us boys, and he led by example. But he wasn't hard-hearted. He was gentle with my sisters, and I appreciate that. He showed me how to be gentle. My sisters to this day are very grateful for that. And so, yeah, I learned toughness, but kind of with restraints on it, and a kindness and a compassion towards other people. And I'm grateful to my dad for that. He taught me if you fall flat on your face, you just get a handful of dirt on your way back to your feet. You keep grinding it out because life is a grind, and don't expect anything for nothing. And life is not fair, so don't whine and bellyache when things don't go your way. And Christ has refined those things in my life. He's continuing to refine those things, and I'm really grateful for that. So, yeah, those are the thoughts I had. I hope that's helpful. And hope
things that my dad did for me was he always provided. He worked. All he did was work. He didn't ever complain. He just worked. Lights were on. Food was on the table. He always provided. The other thing that he always did for me, because I was that guy that took that wrong road, that wrong decision multiple times, was that he forgave me. He always forgave me, and he never brought it back up to me again, and he never stopped loving me. That's one thing I do know, and I never did not ever doubt, was that love from dad.
So two of the best things about my dad, one, growing up, all the quality time that he spent with me, I loved how unique it always was when we spent time together, whether that was backpacking through the Shenandoah Mountains, going on hunting trips, or doing crazy stuff outdoors. Another thing I love about my dad is just how happy of a person he is, and how he can always make you laugh no matter what. He's always been crazy, silly dad who I can do anything fun with. And also, I know he will always be there for me no matter what. So, Dad, I love you very much, and happy Father's Day.
One of those things I remember about my dad is just all the times that he took me fishing and hunting with him. I just have so many memories of all those times spent out in the woods or on the water. And he also was an electrician, and my dad taught me a trade. He taught me how to be an electrician, and that's something that I've just decided to do as a career. So my dad had a big influence on me in those two areas.
Jay, what's going on, bud? Man, two things that my dad taught me. Good night. Where do I start? That's the question. I mean, there's so much. But if I'm to think about two things that I appreciate, one is that he truly does love me unconditionally. It might not feel like it sometimes, but I know wholeheartedly that he does. He's a teacher, and he cares. And discipline, number two, is discipline. You know, it doesn't feel good going through it, and you certainly don't appreciate it when you're younger. But when you become an adult, man, I'm so thankful for all the discipline that I got, because it wasn't about where I was then. It was about where I was going when I was older. And because of that, that's what allowed me to accomplish things that I never thought were possible. And for that, those are the two things why I so appreciate and love my dad. Peace.
Two of the best things about dad are the fact that he's so kind, caring, and he'll do anything for you if you just ask him. And then one of my other favorite things about dad is him and I's rivalry with the Redskins and Eagles, and that we've spent time going to games
and just sitting watching the games together and egging each other on. It's probably one of my favorite things about him. And yeah, I love him a lot, and I think he's such a great dad.
Good afternoon. My name is Mike Greinke. I'm here to tell you a little bit about my dad, Bill Greinke. I think two of the things that my dad taught me, probably the first one, is that problems are solvable. He grew up in the country, didn't have running water, an indoor bathroom, until he won a scholarship to Johns Hopkins. And he lived on a farm, and he had to fix things, and he basically taught me that you have to fix things. It might not get fixed the first time you try it. It might take a while. You might have to think about it. But basically, you just have to figure out how to get it done. That's probably the most important thing he taught me, is how to work through problems, work a solution to a problem. And then the second thing he taught me, which is he's taught me how to hunt and fish, and just a lifelong enjoyment that's brought me being in the outdoors with the wildlife. And I've taught my daughters how to fish and even hunted with one of my daughters. So those are the two things that I can remember and stick with me from my dad. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there. We'll see you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Lexi. I always grew up a daddy's girl, wanted to do what he wanted to do and like what he liked. And as an adult, that played into who I was dating and who I hung out with, and still wanting my dad's approval for that. And it actually really benefited me, and it's something that I'm thankful for, although it was frustrating at the time. A year and some months ago, at Easter time, my boyfriend at the time actually asked my father for permission to marry me, and my dad said maybe. To most people, that would be really intimidating and scary, but with what I had been through and previous relationships I had, it was more intriguing to me. I wanted to know why, and I'm thankful for the trust I had with my dad in really seeking out to know he was making the wisest decision in saying yes or not. And it took a few months and a lot of really hard conversations, but I realized on my wedding day just a few months ago that my dad really had my heart in mind and really cared for not just picking some guy that looked good on paper, but really when he said yes, he wanted to make sure that man was going to protect my heart for the rest of my life. And those few months after he said, you know, maybe, or I don't know, not yet, it was scary. It was weird to be stuck in the middle of this guy I loved and my father. But those conversations were really hard and really good, and now our relationship is stronger than ever. And I know that on my wedding day, my dad was proud, and he knew that I would be safe and I would be protected, and that meant more to me than him just saying yes because a guy looked good on paper. Showed me that he really cared, and that intentionality is something I've always seen in him, and I really respect and I'm really thankful for. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, and I happen to think mine's the best.
Hey everybody, happy Father's Day, 2020, June. So, speaking of Father's Day, and what is it that my father did for me or with me? So, you know, when I think of my dad was that dad that was always there for me. Really, I mean, any sports, wrestling, baseball, whatever, you know. My brothers, my dad was, just didn't miss a meet or anything. He's highly involved with us in our sports growing up. Didn't want to miss any of it, and I looking back and I see, people would tell me that, and he's just always there, and which now being a dad, I really appreciate, and doing with us, like right now, I'm at the beach. You know, my dad took us, every year we went to the beach. That was the thing, man. My dad, whether it was Ocean City or Myrtle Beach, I remember going to when I was little. Just a family man, and I've carried those couple traditions, with my kids, my family. So, anyway, hey, that's it. Happy Father's Day.
Hey guys, my name is Nathan Reichard, and two of the best things about my dad, is definitely how he would, prioritize his relationship with me, and how he would always take time off of work to do trips with me, whether that be hunting trip or a backpacking trip or just a trip to go to a football game or something like that. Those trips always had a huge impact on me that just showed me that my dad cared for me and that he prioritized me above like his work and things like that. Another thing that impacted me about my dad is his character and how he's a funny guy. He's always making jokes, but he can be very serious at times in the best way. And that he was always quick to ask for forgiveness if he made a mistake. And that just really impacted me to show me that a man asks for forgiveness when he makes mistakes, and he can own up to those and be the bigger man. Those are two of the best things I love about my dad. So happy Father's Day, Dad, and I love you very much.
Two things my dad did for me or with me. The first two, I guess the top two that stick out is number one, integrity, and number two, just always listening and always being there. Number one, integrity, he really took it to heart when I lied once when I was 5 years old messing with my brother. Monica, did you do that? No, I didn't. And he knew I was lying, and it personally grieved him more than anything else that I ever did, like breaking rules or disobeying. Like, that was one thing that really took to him, and that struck me, like, okay, that was one thing. It was easy to do, but it was not worth ever doing that again. And by example, he once got like extra change at the grocery store and came home, unloaded groceries, and made it a point to go all the way back late at night just to, like 8 o'clock, I guess was late, but like to give the change back. And it was less than $5. It was minimal, but he made a point to set the record straight because he was a man of integrity and he knew that kids were watching. And even just as I was growing up and with friends and relationships, he would pick out, like, if somebody wasn't honest with me completely, then they weren't worth my time. And that just it taught me a lot about character and integrity and the value of it by our conversations and his example. And number two, just being there, those conversations, just riding in the truck on the way home from school or from practice or, even sitting at the table doing my homework, just talking, and he listened. Like, he wasn't just there, but like he was there. And I just remember the first thing about, what did my dad do for me? He was there listening, and telling me his thoughts, sometimes brutally honest, I guess goes back to the integrity kind of backpack. But it was always straightforward, and I'm really grateful for that.
Two things my dad has done for me or with me that stick out in my mind. The first being by far above and beyond anything else that I can think of, which was essentially giving me a foundation from which to build a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And building that out has really given me the purpose and the foundational underlying to living, quite frankly. The second thing would have to be really involvement and support throughout my youth in sports, baseball, basketball, and really having three young children of my own now, I can only begin to comprehend the amount of anxiety and stress and work that it was to raise five children and balance his career and providing for us while always finding time to practice. To take me to the practices, to take me and support me at the games. And so that was definitely a special time in my life.
What's up, Grizz Tribe? The two most important things that my dad has taught me is, one, a good work ethic. My dad has my entire life been a 100% commissioned salesman. So every day he starts at zero and every day he hustles and goes out there and earns a living honestly and works hard and does it well and does it with integrity and honesty. He's not some guy who just is looking to make a quick dollar, but he has long-term relationships and customers he's had for 30 years. But they know that he's going to work hard and he's going to
do what's honest and what's right for them. But also, he taught me unconditional love. I've always known that my dad, regardless of what I've done, good or bad, he's going to love me the same. And he really has always loved us the way that I see Christ loving people in Scripture. So, man, that's something that I've tried to now pass down to my children is no matter what, you can always talk to me, always know that I'm going to love you regardless of what you've done. So that's the two most important things my dad has taught me.
To say thank you to all of you who participated in this episode by sending in a video. Really appreciate it. Man, I got a lot out of what you're saying, and I know that all those in the Grizz tribe that are going to listen or watch this episode are going to get a lot out of it as well. You know, after I watched what everybody shared, I was trying to think, like, what are some things that keep coming up, like recurring, overlapping type things that they said about their dads. And two things really stood out to me. And number one was a dad who is constantly involved, a dad who is just constantly, continually present and involved. Not the kind of dad that's just distant or shows up every other weekend or anything like that. You got to be a dad who is constantly present and involved in your kids' lives. You've got to do that continually. When they're young, when they're teens, and even as they're older, you got to keep doing that. I'm talking be on the sidelines at the games, be on the sidelines at practices, at the concerts, at meal times as much as possible. Whatever they've got going on, man, you got to be there. You got to be there for picking them up at work and taking them to work, all of that stuff. Graduation days, you've got to be there. You got to be there at night when they're little, tucking them in. You got to be there even when they're teenagers, just coming down to their room, checking on them, seeing how they're doing, how'd your day go, how was school. You've got to be there. Constantly present, involved. That is foundational. That just sticks out like these dads that made an impact. Like, number one, obviously, they were there. They were present, actively involved. We've got to do that. That really stood out to me. And then number two was that their dads loved them unconditionally. That is so huge, man. So many fathers that are out there, they have this type of love that is conditional. If you do things the way I want you to do them, then I'll love you. If you live up to my expectations, then I'll love you. And there's so many kids, even grown adults, that are still trying to meet those expectations of their earthly father to hopefully gain some kind of love and affirmation. That can't be us. We have to be, like I said, number one, continually, actively present and involved. And we've, number two, got to love our kids unconditionally, regardless of what they do, what they don't do, what they say, what they don't say, through their disrespectfulness, through their foolishness, through their waywardness. If they have different theological views, different political views, a different worldview than you as a dad, and it disappoints you, it rips your heart out, you wish things were different. This is not how I thought it was going to be as a dad in my relationship with my kids. I didn't think my kid was going to turn out this way or do this. Regardless, actively, continually present and involved, number one. Number two, love them unconditionally, regardless of all those things. That is foundational. Okay, do you get what I'm saying? Like, That's what you build on. If we don't have those two things, then everything else that we try to do or instill, teach to our kids, we undercut it. If you're not there and you're not present and actively involved, and if you don't love your kid unconditionally, regardless of what they do, they don't do, what they say, what they don't say, their different views, all of that. If you don't have those two things, you undercut everything else. Even trying to teach your kid the gospel, to teach them what the Bible says and the ways of God, how to live the Christian life. Dude, it means nothing if we're not there actively, presently, and continually present and involved. That's what I meant to say. And if we're not unconditionally loving our kids, we have to have those. And those are two things that really stood out to me from what everyone was saying here in this episode. And also, there are two things that really stand out from God the Father, our Heavenly Father. He is always, continually, actively present and involved in our lives. In fact, he says, one of my favorite life verses, Hebrews 13:5, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. And he is also a Heavenly Father who loves unconditionally. I mean, man, I have done so many things to anger God, to disrespect God. I've had different views than God. I've done what I've wanted to do so many times. I've taken him for granted. I feel like I've abused him, abused his grace many times. And what does he do? He still loves me unconditionally. He doesn't love me when I'm everything I should be. He loves me even at my very worst. And what does that do? That really compels me to change and want to become a better man and to want to draw closer to him and want to become more like him. So I think you know what I'm saying. Those are two things that really stood out to me. And like I said, I believe they're foundational for us as dads. If we don't have those things, like I said, I feel like we undercut everything else that we're going to try to accomplish as fathers. So make sure that you're doing those things. And I am reminded today, right now in my life, to be doing those things, to just be actively, continually present in my kids' lives, whatever they're doing, doesn't matter, and to just love them unconditionally, regardless of whether they love me back, regardless of whether they respect me back or appreciate me, it doesn't matter. So, thanks for listening, watching. Keep on grizzing.
You've been listening to the Grizz Podcast, an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. If this podcast has been helping to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God's calling you to live, then please consider partnering with us by giving a tax-exempt donation to our nonprofit ministry. Your financial gift will help us continue to improve and expand our impact around the world. You can make your secure online donation at thegrizzpodcast.com. Now, it's time to take what you've learned and chew on it. And then you need to step up, man up, and go live it out. Grizzin', you know what I'm saying.